This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, May 17th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. May 17th is International LGBTQI Day, a day set aside to remind people of the rights and challenges of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning, and intersex persons. To find out how the labor movement is fighting for LGBTQI people, I talked to Sandra Vermaaten. Ms. Vermaaten is the head of campaigns for Public Services International. PSI is the global union which represents public sector unions around the world. I asked Ms. Vermaaten first why a labor organization like the PSI fights for the rights of LGBTQI people.
Well, of course, PSI defends the rights of all workers, irrespective of their cultural, racial, or sexual identity. We think that every person has a right to express themselves in the way they are. It's their human right, but it's also about, especially as public service workers, to both integrate those values in the way we provide services to people, but also inside our trade union movement. So this is really, for us, a very, I think, would say, an intrinsic part of our work. We think that a union that defends LGBTQI workers is a progressive union, and that's the movement, that's the trade union movement that we stand for.
I know it's a vast and complicated issue, but what are some of the major challenges faced by LGBTQI people in the workplace?
Well, of course, I think the first one is that still, even today, a lot of LGBTQI people hide. I mean, they stay in the closet. They hide their orientation because of fear of retribution, fear of being discriminated against. So they can never really be honest about what's really defining their life in a certain way. Then once people actually know that they are, that they have another sexual orientation, they can actually get very much discriminated against. Of course, I mean, that there are many different forms of discrimination. In some extreme cases, it can lead to suicidal ideas or even to suicide, violence at work. And besides that, just a lack of recognition for, I would say, for the family status of people. I think that's not a healthy situation. So those are the kind of issues that we have to fight against and that we have to make people aware about, that it's not okay that we have to provide an environment that is inclusive, that recognizes the right of everybody to happiness without any difference in terms of who it is that they share their life with.
What do trade unions do to help LGBTQI workers?
What is it that trade unions do? In the first case, of course, collective bargaining. So integrating LGBTQI workers' rights in collective bargaining. So recognition of same-sex relationships, of fighting against discrimination against those workers at the workplace, we think is very important. At the same time, also ensuring representation of these workers within our organizations and leadership speaking out against discrimination, but also for diversity, in favor of diversity as an added value for our movement, I think is very important. I think that it's really important to note that while there has been a very positive development in the last 20 years in terms of recognition of LGBTQI rights and all same-sex relationships, also in terms of marriage rights. In the year 2000, there was not a single country in the world where such marriages were possible, but now there's, I think, almost 20. At the same time, there's 70 countries in the world where same-sex relationships are still criminal. And I think that's something that we also have to work. That's a really important campaigning issue for the global trade union movement and for anybody who has a human rights agenda.
We've been talking about the rights and challenges of LGBTQI people in general, but specifically, what has the PSI been doing to help them?
I think in the first place, we've been creating a network of both members, activists, and leaders that either identify as LGBTQI or are supporters of diversity policies within the trade union movement, just to visibilize the fact that, yes, you know, we care about this issue.
And that's it. International Labour News you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labour. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.